Our High Calling. In the Sunlight of Christ, July 29th. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 14-15. Watch unto prayer, and you will steadily grow in grace and in a knowledge of Christ. Your experience will not be one-sided, deformed, but healthful, symmetrical. All unawares to yourself, you will have expanded like the wide-spreading cedar, and many will profit by your counsel. Your association with them will have the fragrance of heaven. There are many professors of religion who for years have not grown one inch. The rubbish of the world, selfishness, and indolence have separated them in sympathy and in their works from Christ. If you are living in the sunlight of Christ, you will diffuse light to those poor souls who are dwarfs in the religious life. With the righteousness of Christ covering you as with a garment, what may you not do to bless others? Your fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, and you grow into the knowledge of the divine perfection. You grow in reverence, you gain confidence in communion with God. Looking steadfastly to Jesus, you grow in faith, and learning to distrust self, you appreciate the words of Christ, "Without me, ye can do nothing." John 15, verse 5. You may have a fervent spirit, your heart all aglow with the love of Jesus. Abide in Christ as the branch abides in the vine, drawing sustenance from the vine, you will be a flourishing branch and will bear much fruit to the glory of God. Oh, you much need to gaze fixedly upon Jesus. Keep beholding His charms. As you behold, they will keep brightening and enlarging until you are filled with all the fullness of God and bear much fruit to His glory. The branch is too firmly connected with the parent stock to be swayed by every breeze. Strength and vigorous growth tell to the world that your root is in Jesus, that your foundation is sure.